The Waiting Game, written by Sheila Bugler and read by Zara Ram. She liked watching people. She liked it best when they didn't know she was there, watching them go about their pathetic lives, not realizing how insignificant, how unimportant they really were. Today was different. Today she was watching because she was scared, trying to work up the courage to cross the road. Scared of rejection. It was an irrational fear. She knew that. After all this time, her mother would be just as excited as she was. Maybe the house was the problem. It wasn't what she'd expected. So often she'd pictured the life her mother had left for, a better life, with a better man than the one she'd had the misfortune to marry. A woman like that forced to endure a life with that useless loser. Well, who could blame her for what she'd done? Dirty net curtains made it difficult to see inside, especially standing here on the other side of the road. She caught a glimpse of something, a shadow flitting across the grimy glass, but it was impossible to make out any detail. A trickle of sweat tickled its way down her spine, hot even for August. The hottest summer on record, supposedly. She stepped sideways, seeking shade under the bony branches of a half-dead tree, the only visible sign of nature on the street. In the house beside her mother's, music thumped loudly through an open upstairs window. A young black man stood at the same window, staring down at her. When she returned to stare, he stuck his tongue against the side of his mouth and made a wanking gesture with his hand. She imagined herself crossing the road, knocking on Wank Man's door and teaching him a lesson. The thought of it made her smile. The stupid wanker smiled back. Getting it wrong, the way men always did. She looked back at her mother's house, a dirty white terraced house in a row of identical dirty white houses, cheap and nasty. Not at all the sort of place she'd imagined for her mother, but maybe her mother had a perfectly good explanation for what she was doing in this dreadful, depressing place. The thought perked her up, shook her out of the dark mood that was threatening to ruin everything. She smoothed down her dress, black, sleeveless, classy, and adjusted the red silk scarf at her neck. Her mother's scarf, the only thing she'd left behind. The silk was embroidered with thousands of tiny black butterflies. She could feel them now when she rubbed her thumb across the delicate threads. She anticipated her mother's joy when she realized she'd kept the scarf for all this time. She'd imagined this moment so often, different variations of it playing out in her head over the years. Now here she was, about to turn all that desperate longing into a reality. She stepped off the pavement onto the road, never once taking her eyes off the house. Suddenly, she was there, standing at the front door, pressing the doorbell, hearing it ring inside the house. A moment later, the sound of footsteps. October, London.